This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the studio, our next guest with us, we've got Matthew Connell, who is an actor who is in a show called The Darkening Sky at Theatre Works. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Thank you very much. And hello to all of your listeners. Yeah. I hope you've had a fabulous weekend.
Well, a long weekend.
Another day to go. So yes, it's even better when we have one more day to go.
Get on the bevvies tonight.
Yes. Now, Matthew, before we talk about the actual show itself, just to get a little bit of background on yourself.
Because you've done too much for somebody as young as you are.
You shouldn't have a history, basically. But tell us how you got started. How did you get into the arts?
I started very young, so I've had a head start. I started acting when I was 12.
Right, okay.
In Brisbane, at the Brisbane
Arts
Theatre.
Four years ago, is that what you're telling me?
No, a little longer than that.
That's me that should say that. I was only 4 years ago for me.
I've been acting since then. When I graduated high school up in Brisbane, I got into drama school down here in Melbourne. So I moved down here and have been working since then.
And because you've done a fair bit of TV, haven't you? And a bit of film as well?
Yep, TV, film, voiceover. But the main thing that I've always done is theatre.
Right. And what is it about theatre over everything else? What do you like about it?
It's just my language. The fact that you get an hour and a half to tell a story, I like the control that I have over that and the connection that I have with other people in the room. Film is also amazing, but my job is so different there. It's just between action and cut that little bit, and then I've got to go up to a break room. So theatre is what I fell in love with initially, and it's just what I stuck with.
Right. Now, you're part of a group now that you've got your own production company.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, so Victorian Theatre Company. So we formed at the beginning of 2020.
Right.
We had our first production was a radio play that we released. And since the virus over the last 2 years, we kind of had to think to ourselves how we could be active and relevant and work. So we've got a really big film component to our company. So we film live theatre. We run a website called The Scene, which we distribute other people's work on, as well as releasing our own online work. And this is our first live show.
Right. And has it taken a while to get off the ground?
This show has taken a while. We were scheduled to do it in 2020. So this is our third attempt and third year with the show. Last year, it got cancelled 2 weeks out because of the lockdown.
No.
Thursday,
I guess you know your
preview.
Lines, do you? You know your lines well.
We all definitely know our lines. That's number one.
and so it opens.
So it opens
the 17th.
Yeah, previews this Thursday the 17th. Yep. Opening night is Friday the 18th.
Right, okay. What is it?
So it's a new play written and directed by Richard Murfitt, who is an iconic Melbourne theatre maker. It is
How did you get onto that?
So I was first cast in it. Playing the role that I'm playing, Jamie, and then we formed our company, and so we went to Richard, the director, and said, look, can we produce this for you? And he said yes, so that's how the company got involved.
Oh, fantastic. That's good. All right, so go on. Tell us a bit about the play.
Okay, so...
Have you mentioned the name yet? Have we mentioned
The Darkening
it?
Sky.
We have, yeah.
Yes. I shall mention it many times.
Mention it some more if you like. Go
at Theatre Works. And I should say as well, co-produced by Theatre Works that have supported us.
Aren't they amazing?
The last 3 years. Yep. They just have kept supporting us, which is wonderful.
We love talking about them on the show, and they've been brilliant in this pandemic. Yes.
Yeah, just incredible.
Yep.
Especially for a new company like us, finding our feet.
Yep.
So The Darkening Sky is a thriller. It's set in Melbourne. It is a mix of, think film noir and theatre.
Okay.
It's set in a St Kilda cafe, mm-hmm. so we've built that on stage.
Right.
The leading character, played by Brian Lipson, who I'm such a fan of, he plays this character that comes into the cafe each day and is writing a thriller novel.
Ah.
He's also trying to work out the real-life disappearance of two women in his life when he was much younger, his mother and the love of his life, his girlfriend. And so as he's doing this, as he's writing his book and he's going through his own memory to try and figure out what has happened in his life, the cafe kind of becomes alive and all of the people in the cafe become the characters and help him work it out.
Right, okay. Oh, it's fantastic. That's a great concept, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. And we go from Melbourne in the 1950s to the 1970s and now. So it's such a visual feast of different eras, all celebrating the streets of Melbourne.
Right. Okay. Fantastic. And a Melbourne play, and you know, using Melbourne. I like that. It's instead of it always being international and or just vaguely about a city. That sounds good.
And that's, you know, with Victorian Theatre Company, everything that we do is Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
The tagline is made in Melbourne.
Okay.
So all the writing that we work with comes out of Melbourne.
Right.
And it's interesting because Richard Murford has got such a distinct style of theatre making that draws a lot from film noir. You expect to see detective murder mysteries always set in the US or the UK or somewhere else. So it's really nice to actually have it here.
And it happened here anyway. You know, like it's still happening today. You know, like
absolutely.
So it's obvious. How many people are in this production?
We've got a cast of nine.
Okay. And you know, like, so therefore, each time you change a decade, everyone, you know, that like just changes.
We all interweave and play different characters. Lots of us only have one character that we play at different time frames, but there are a few actors that play different people. We've got an amazing barman on stage that is just there weaving in and out throughout the whole play, bringing it all together.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, like, what does it mean to you as an actor and now, you know, like, having your own production company to get to this stage? Well, hopefully it comes off a will, because we're not in serious
don't
problem.
Don't jinx it, David.
So what does it mean, you know, like, to get to this moment in time?
Well, incredibly special and incredibly proud and honoured. Yeah. Richard Murford auditioned me for drama school over 10 years ago and taught me at drama school, and the fact that I can now help bring his new piece to life.
So he wrote this with you in mind, do you reckon?
No, didn't write it with me in mind.
Oh.
I think he might have even been thinking of another actor for it. But hey, second choice just as good.
You're in it. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And did he approach you?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's an honor in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm so lucky with the people that I've been able to work with. Over the, you know, that's the main perk of the job is the people.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, like, what, you know, getting to this stage, as I was just talking about then, and you know, like, and the fact is you've rehearsed it so many times and whatever, you know, like, have you actually got a little bit, I know the lines, or, you know, like, how do you focus as an actor to make it, you know, that fresh, that new, and that excitement of getting on that stage that first time?
Well, I think because it's a new play, you know, the rewriting is still kind of happening.
Of course.
And so Richard is working with us to, you know, because we've got a cafe on stage, and at any point you could look at it and it could just be people in a cafe, but it also has this alternate reality of this story unfolding.
Yep.
And so it's very intricate in the way he's making the piece, because we've got to always keep those two realities alive. And so, you know, we really have needed all the time
that
we've had.
And especially, as you said, with it being new and the rewrites and whatever. That's a fascinating process, the rewriting. I reckon that would be really an interesting to sit in and be aware of that. It's good.
And to, you know, because the feedback from the cast, he's so alive to, you know, when we try something up in the room, it changes from, you know, on the page. The so much of this comes from the cast as well.
Mm. And are you down in the theatre yet, or have they got something else on?
We bump in tomorrow.
Right.
And down at Theatre Works, at their main Theatre Works theatre.
Yep.
So we've got two more rehearsals at the same time, Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
But Wednesday, we're all in the theatre.
Right, okay. And where have you been rehearsing?
We've been rehearsing at the Alex Theatre in St Kilda,
okay.
On Fitzroy Street, who have been, ever since our company began in 2020, they've been a major champion of what we do. And a massive supporter of us.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm there as well.
Yeah.
I film there. The Art Hunter films out of there as well. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what the wonderful thing about it is. You know, there's different people. There's Shakespeare companies often there are rehearsing as well.
It's such a hub.
Yeah, it really is. Well, all the very best with the play and the company and your future. So we hope to see you back here soon with another play.
Yeah, hope to be back soon. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Matthew Connell here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.